This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. The President of Angola, João Manuel Gonçalves Lourenço, was accorded a ceremonial welcome at the forecourt of Rashtrapati Bhavan in the national capital this morning. President Drauvdi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi welcomed the President of Angola. Speaking to the media, President Lourenço highlighted this state visit marks the first in 38 years, making it a significant moment for Angola. President Lourenço expressed his delegation's deep appreciation for the warm and hospitable reception they received from the people of India.
Capital da República da Índia.
Just arrived at the city of New Delhi, which is the capital city of the Republic of India, to hold this state visit, which is taking place after 38 years when President José Eduardo dos Santos, the former President of the Republic of Angola, came to the Indian soil to establish and strengthen the bilateral relations between the two countries. We see this visit as a signal which is very important.
President Lourenço also paid tribute to Father of the Nation, Mahatma Gandhi, at Rajghat. Later in the day, Prime Minister Modi will hold delegation-level talks with the President of Angola in New Delhi. Several agreements are expected to be signed between the two countries following the talks to boost bilateral cooperation in various fields. In Goa, 6 persons lost their lives and other 80 others were injured in a stampede at the Sri Larai Jatra festival in Chirgaon village at Bicholim today. The incident occurred early this morning when thousands of devotees thronged the temple to witness and participate in the centuries-old ritual at the temple. The injured are undergoing treatment at Bicholim Health Center in Mapusa District Hospital and Goa Medical College and Hospital. Chief Minister Dr. Pramod Sawant met the injured people at the Mapusa District Hospital. The state government initiated an emergency response immediately after the incident. All necessary medical arrangements have been made and the government is closely monitoring the condition of each patient. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief at the loss of lives in the incident. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wished a speedy recovery for those injured. President Drauvdi Murmu will inaugurate the first National Mediation Conference in New Delhi today. Chief Justice of India, Justice Sanjeev Khanna, and Union Minister for Law and Justice, Arjun Ram Meghwal, will also address the conference. The event is being organized by Office of the Attorney General of India in association with the Ministry of Law and Justice. BJP today launched a scathing attack on the Congress, accusing the party of undermining national security and echoing narratives favourable to Pakistan. Briefing media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Sambit Patra hit out at the outcome of the recent Congress Working Committee meeting, alleging that the opposition party's conduct was more in line with the Pakistan's interests than India's. He accused the Congress of habitually aiding Pakistan's narrative.
मैं ये प्रश्न करना चाहता हूं कि कांग्रेस कोई भी ऐसा अवसर कोई भी ऐसी कसर क्यों नहीं बाकी छोड़ती जिसमें पाकिस्तान की सेना और पाकिस्तान के सरकार को पाकिस्तान के आतंकवादियों को ऑक्सीजन सप्लाई जहां होता हो हर समय पाकिस्तान के आतंकवादियों को और पाकिस्तान की सेना को ऑक्सीजन सप्लाई करने का काम ये कांग्रेस पार्टी करती उनका मनोबल बढ़ाने का काम ये कांग्रेस पार्टी करती है.
The National Sammelan on Community Radio will be held on the third day of the ongoing World Audio Visual Entertainment Summit, WAVES 2025, in Mumbai today. The deliberations at the event will focus on the latest trends, policies and programs aimed at empowering individuals and enhancing their ability to engage more effectively with the local community. It also aims to provide a platform for community radio stations to connect, learn and share best practices. Meanwhile, Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, L. Murugan, will unveil a first-of-its-kind white paper titled India's Live Events Economy, a Strategic Growth Imperative, at the summit today. In IPL cricket, host Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Chennai Super Kings in Bengaluru today. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. Last night, hosts Gujarat Titans defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 38 runs in Ahmedabad. And that is the end of this news bulletin.